Boston, and we treat exclusively like elite and professional athletes. Okay. Most of them, like a ton of like strength athletes, you know, powerlifters, strongmen, CrossFitters, Olympic lifters, right? People like that, and a ton of like, you know, world-ranked strength athletes, and then a lot of endurance athletes. And then one of our populations was a lot of jiu-jitsu guys, lots of boxing guys, lots of MMA guys, just like locally. And we've run the clinic for the last 10 years, and the product company actually grew out of that. And so we created products because of the education we were doing, right? So our entire model was something we call Assess, Correct, Unify, and that's where the AccuMobility came from. And the idea was that if we could give better tools to teach athletes and coaches how to assess the specific restrictions and then target them with something we call active mobilization versus just passive rolling or passive stretching, right, then we could repattern movement dysfunction in real time to get performance change and not just recovery benefits. And that was the entire focus around the company, right? So we teach seminars all over the world. We're going to launch our CERT program next year. We're going to launch a whole series of online courses for different topics. And the whole idea was that people are wasting a lot of time in how they're approaching their mobility work because they're not targeting or solving problems, right? And so they're getting benefit in the sense that they're doing good recovery-level stuff, right? Blood flow, you know, general maintenance. But there was very little understanding as to where should I be applying the soft tissue work to get the largest gain in my movement problem, right? And so for MMA guys, a lot of that is rotational issues, shoulder issues, hip issues, right? They can affect range of motion, but can also affect durability, right? Like, you know, if your shoulder only goes so far, right, and the guy you're rolling with, you know, is working that angle, well, guess what? If you had a couple more degrees of controlled range of motion, then you've got an edge now that you didn't have literally the day before, right? And, you know, training beats the crap out of people, and so they're getting all these restrictions that they have no freaking clue about. And then they're wondering why they're getting all these tears, all these shoulder injuries, all these neck injuries, right? And so it's twofold. It's mitigate injury, you know, and then if they are injured, how do you, like, clean that up and fix it? And then it's also just improved position and improved power output. And that just depends on what sport you're talking about, right? So for lifters, we're talking about deadlift, squat, things like that. For runners, we're talking about hip extension, you know, running mechanics. And then for MMA guys, we're talking about, like, the full plethora, right? Because, and really, I guess it's centered around, like, thoracic extension, rotation, hips, shoulders. And if we can maximize and improve that, then we can add an edge to their game that did not exist before. And that's where a lot of this came from. So the products came out of that education approach, and we've got patents on all of them. We've got the only flat-based, like, trigger point ball in the world. We own that concept. The back roller was, like, a really unique product that came out in March, and we've got something called the Eclipse Roller that came out 2 years ago.